And now back to your regular programming.
You've never heard less productive analysis. Heard nationally, it's the Believe in FCS Football Podcast with Joe DeLeon and Sean Anderson.
I am Sean Anderson, and my knee hurts. It hasn't hurt before. I've been gifted with good knees. But for the last day, my knee has been hurting. I am joined by Joe DeLeon, former teammate, former roommate, current co-host of the Believe in FCS Football Podcast. He's looking at me bewildered. My knee hurts, Joe, and it has put me in a weird mood.
Why do you have to specify current for my status as a host on the show? That was a little weird.
Oh, now Sean opens and Joe's got some quibbles with the opening and how
that was
we
a little weird.
Each other.
You made it seem like I was out the door. Like that was.
Said currently in the present day, you are my co-host of this show.
The phrasing as of today seems like you were saying for now, like I was being kicked off the show. I'm very scandalous for anyone who didn't know that. The other part, what's with the knee?
Wait.
Why are you surprised that you have a knee problem right now?
It's not a problem. It just hurts.
Describe the pain.
The pain is, it's not like pain. It's not a resting pain. It's not pain when walking. It's the pain when just standing up. Just a little pain right in the knee. Hasn't happened before. And it didn't happen yesterday. I was playing pickleball yesterday. It didn't happen yesterday when I was on the court. So I know it's not anything big or major because I could still play through and be fine. Like I didn't feel any pain when I was on the court. I think it came from squatting last week and it's just setting in, or I slept funny. I don't know what it is. I squatted on Friday, Joe.
That's too long of a window. You would have, if it was soreness or like, for context here. So like a couple weeks ago, I remember I squatted and after the three reps, my hamstring tightened up and I was like, no, we're done. We're leaving the gym. Like we're done. And the next day it felt like shit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how quick of a window it would have been if it was something exercise related to squatting. Now, as our listeners know, I am your largest enemy and I do nothing but say disrespectful things to you. I think it's just because you're fat. I think that you are starting to get older and you have not paid proper attention since football ended to your diet and exercise routine, coupled with excessive drinking, that your body is now mad at you.
It could be that. It's most likely that.
You're not 22 anymore, brother. You're 24. I've been starting to feel that shit a lot lately, and it's coming at
I'm
you.
I'm not 30, though. Way. I think I just slept on it funny or walked funny. That's all it could have been.
But my point is that when you don't take care of your body, you played a sport. It's turning into a lecture. You did this to yourself. You also played football where you were doing damage to your knees on a daily basis. You're going to get hit with this stuff way quicker than the average scrawny little goofy frat kid.
You just a know-it-all. That's all you are.
I am a know-it-all. I am a know-it-all. I
know-it-all. That's all you are.
I paid a lot of attention to my body because I felt like crap after football ended, and I didn't want that to happen.
I'm glad you're taking care of it now.
Yeah.
That's what I will say.
I'd rather take care of it now than when I'm 32 and I can't get up out of a chair.
This is a weird hill, brother. You just came back from Italy.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about that.
We'll talk about that with Ryan.
But if we're talking about taking care of our bodies, I received some videos from Joseph and then a shirt. I don't know. I still don't like the shirt. I looked at it again. I still don't think it works for you.
I think because I was. But we'll talk about this on tomorrow when we do.
Oh.
Our second show.
So this isn't appropriate for the show that we're doing right now.
Well, are we not starting the other show so that we can have these conversations? So for our listeners that are confused and have no idea what we're talking about. So I'm going to tease it, even though you told me not to. There is going to be a slight alteration in our programming. We're continuing the FCS show 2 to 3 times a week. We're going to find the rhythm for the FCS show. We have previously published episodes of Hack City, which is on the Hack City YouTube channel. That is now going to run 4 to 5 times a week because of some career changes for Sean, and we're excited about what's going to happen. We're not allowed to announce it yet. We don't want to announce it yet, but needless to say, It is a very big step forward. And again, I'm very excited that this happened for Sean.
I'm excited.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say, but those are the changes.
We're going to leave it
that we have.
That we're both excited. I think that's the place that we're going to leave it, because we're not going to jinx anything, because the big man is still watching, still throwing little wrenches into the situation. So we'll just
wrench.
We're going to ride it out. What do you mean not a wrench?
It,
you don't know about my wrenches.
I'm not going to say anything on the show. I'll say it to you after it yeah, I don't want to get it. That's not really a wrench.
It's a little bit of a wrench.
It's not even a setback. It's just like a minor inconvenience.
Wrench.
It's an inconvenience. You're not going to get rejected from something because
I understand, but it's wrench.
Okay.
That's what wrench is. It's a wrench.
Are you a wrench expert? Is that what we're now?
More than you.
All right, that's true. But that's what we can expect from the show going forward.
Here's what you can expect from the show going forward as well, Joseph. Sean being on a major baseball heater, that's what you can expect. And for this thing to never stop, we're just going to keep on rising, keep on winning. You know where I'm winning at, Joseph?
Preseason football?
What? Bet online.
Oh. I thought you meant like what you were betting on.
Preseason football?
I
hey, Joe Voss, good one.
Shut the hell up. Shut the hell up.
BetOnline continues to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports information. Find all of the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including Major League Baseball. Big fat winner last night, I was. The latest fighting news and even next season's early NFL futures. Set them now. Take the Giants under wins. Just take them. That's just how they're going to operate. They're going to lose all the games. With training camp right around the corner, it is now effective, so we're going to need a new read. BetOnline has opened up odds for team wins, division futures, and, of course, the Super Bowl. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. This
there was
Joe's making
was
noise
a new
in the
read.
Middle of it. That's where that
there
starts.
There was a new read that was sent, by the way, so you can't
let's see here,
you can't complain about it. It's more awkwardly worded than anything that we've ever read before. Actually, that's not true. It's one of the more awkward BetOnline reads. It's up there.
Did it
the previous read was better. Alex isn't the one who wrote it, but yes, it comes from Alex. It came from Alex at
BLEAV.com. Let me check my emails from Alex. 6-2. This is from I did not get the new read.
Were we removed from BetOnline? I hope not. I sincerely hope not. That's not the case.
if you have it.
I was sent the read, though. That's the only thing that's a little weird. Okay, so today's episode, we have three things that we're going to cover. This is kind of an intermediary episode with the season right around the corner. We're 2 weeks away from college football kicking off. We're really freaking close, and we're going to get into the swing of things in week zero when that starts, and we're going to get into our normal scheduling. We will talk about what to expect from our normal programming for the FCS show specifically when that gets a little bit closer, but in this intermediary episode, coming back, getting back in the rhythm of things, we're going to talk a little bit about the news with Campbell joining the CAA, because that's big news, conference realignment. We're going to talk about training camp already underway, what it means. We talked about that, did an episode of it last year, but I think it's always a fun conversation to talk about training camp from the perspective of FCS football players, because it's so unique. It's nothing like the lower levels. It's nothing like high school. It's nothing like FBS. Very, very different circumstances. But the big thing that we want to talk about and what we want to open up today's show with is the trip announcement. You're probably listening after clicking in on Twitter, or maybe you just tapped in. I'm going to be posting on Twitter after we publish the show a teaser for when the voting will open, which is going to be tomorrow, Thursday, August 10th. The trip that I'm referring to, if you
today
are
is the 10th, brother.
August 11th.
There we go.
If you are a new listener and you are unfamiliar with and you're unfamiliar with what I'm referring to, last season we on a whim published I tweeted out, we want to go to a game, where should we go? And it turned into a very large exposure event for the show. We had hundreds of people that tapped in and voted on this tweet that I published. And we ended up deciding to go to South Dakota State. The Jackrabbit fans came.
They decided where we were going to go.
Yeah. They decided because they came flooding in. We thought we were going to Idaho. I honestly think we're going to end up going to Idaho this year based on the results.
Hey, let's go East Coast this year, people. Come on.
What school are we going to on the East Coast?
Let's rally East Coast.
Name one.
Let's rally East Coast.
Name one prominent FCS fan base.
Hey, I'll go Kennesaw. On the East Coast. I'll go Kennesaw. I'll chop it up in Georgia.
I don't know if we have enough Kennesaw fans, though.
Hey, that's the bit. You got to rally your folks if you want us there. And I want to go East Coast this year.
That's where
I want to go.
Let me finish explaining this. So going this year, no one likes Towson football. Nobody pays attention.
It's only 45 minutes away from me. I would love that.
By the way, Tom Flacco got hired by the Delaware coaching staff.
Oh, congratulations.
Congrats to him. Continuing me explaining this, we are doing the trip again this upcoming season. I'm going to publish a tweet. It is going to be the same process as last year. When the tweet publishes, I want everybody to funnel in and comment where they want us to go. We count votes as either comments, retweets of comments, and likes of comments. Any interaction on the tweet is counted and tallied as a vote.
The tweet has to be for the school and the location, though. It can't just be, you know, I like this. That doesn't count. We're not going to look at your bio and see who you're rooting for.
Right. Be specific. Please don't double vote, because that gets obnoxious.
Joe gets very confused also.
Yeah, it's a lot of math. It's a lot of, not a lot of math, but it's a lot of counting, and there's a lot of numbers that were involved last year. I had to go back and retroactively check who voted twice on a bunch of these. Mm. But the goal is, again, to allow our listeners and FCS football fans to decide where we're going to go. The added fold to this season, one, we are not allowed to go to South Dakota State again. I'm sorry, Jackrabbit fans. We've established this. We've told Chad and Brendan when we were on the trip and the rest of the guys that we hung out with that we probably are not going to come back because we would like to open things up to going to multiple schools. They are in a one-year hiatus. But assuming that the voting is, in the event the voting is close between two schools, we will make our effort to go on two trips. That's the added fold. Sean, any thoughts on anything I might have missed there?
I don't know where you lost me at, but somehow you lost me within there. You're being way too wordy, brother.
That was not wordy.
Hey, South Dakota State, you won last year. You can't win this year. How about that? That's all you need to say.
Okay. If it's close, we'll flex a second trip.
How about that?
I have faith in our listeners to be attentive when I'm speaking, unlike you, and have the mental processing.
Who would be more attentive than me?
Most of our listeners, because you zone out often.
I'm chief zone out. That's who I am.
Yes. Yes.
You want to go over the tapes between me and you? Who's spending more time looking at the screen? You're losing that. You know it. All right. The big thing is, though, trip is on. Voting starts tomorrow, the 11th. So make sure you're following or looking at Jody Leone on his Twitter. Or if you don't like following Joe on Twitter, you can follow me. I'll be retweeting it. I'll have all that stuff on my page as well. So at Jody DeLeon on Twitter, at Sanderson Radio on Twitter. Tomorrow, keep it locked in. That's when the voting starts. If you want us there, which you won't, but it'll be fun. If you want us there, cast your votes. Rally the troops. That's how
rally the troops.
Rally the troops. That's what you need to do. Because some school is going to see it, and they're going to start popping off.
Yeah, and the big thing why there was success with the South Dakota State fans, I don't know if it was reshared or there was a lot of resharing of like help this show end up coming to South Dakota State. And we're hoping for the same type of an effort from other fan bases. And I encourage the South Dakota State fans, please weigh in and share with us places you've visited that you think we should go to.
Just muddying the waters there. It's going to be a whole bunch of South Dakota State fans recommending different places. Look, we said this before also. Montana State is going to have to be a destination because it's gorgeous.
I really want to go Montana and Montana State. I really want to go to the but either of those.
Maybe Montana State another year. I'm really looking for an East Coast team within 2 hours of myself. So, like William & Mary, that'd be great.
Considering
Delaware would be great.
Considering the conversation that we had recently and my disdain for you being unwilling to exit the bubble that is where you live on the East Coast, I hope you have to travel as far as possible. I hope you have to connect three times.
Oh,
I hope it's horrible.
Whoa.
I hope that the trip is horrible for you.
Whoa. Sac State would not be advantageous for me.
I really hope it's multiple connections just for you to get wherever we have to go.
You got hate in your heart, brother.
That's yeah, I do. Have. I hate you.
You have hate. Oh, okay. Hey.
I haven't tried to hold back my anger.
Mine starts on
the
conversation back, all right?
That we had the other night.
Take your number. Oh, you're angry about that conversation?
Yes, I am a little angry about
that. Be angry about it then.
Yeah. Because whatever. Yeah. We'll talk about it on Hacks Today.
Be angry about that, Joe.
I'm justified for being angry.
I'm not saying you're not. What?
The shittiest friend.
It's not about friendship. It's not about friendship.
What is it about then?
What do you mean, what is it about? Logistics.
Go ahead.
No, you were saying, true. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you're right. It's not friendship. It's business partnership, actually.
Mm. Oh, it's interesting. Also, you're using the word partnership now.
When have I not?
You have scolded me for using... referring to you as a radio partner.
No.
I'm sorry. If that got us off track.
I'm finishing this point, and then we're getting back on track. I have not scolded you, but I have expressed my unwillingness to refer to me without the word radio, just as your partner, because you told me, you told me you were at a bar having a conversation with a girl, and while talking to said girl, you said, my partner is out living in Los Angeles, and she immediately thought that you were in a relationship with me. So that's my problem with the use of the word partner. Business partner, radio partner is fine, but saying the word partner to an unfamiliar conversation is an industry term,
Jack. He's my partner.
Okay, but a blonde girl at the bar that you're talking to has no idea what partner means.
She was redhead, I think. It's like strawberry blonde or something like that. No, wait, first of all, where's that coming from?
I don't know. It's just a question.
Redhead's not a... You're a weird...
Why am I weird? It's a serious...
No. I swear, so you're angry with me, and now you're being a little judgy.
What am I not judgy?
Well, you weren't... I didn't realize you were angry... After hanging up the other,
I'm not angry.
You said
but
you
after,
were a bit miffed. You said, "I think you're miffed."
Afterwards, the next day, I was thinking about it. I was like, "What the? What we're talking about? Too much stuff that our listeners have no idea what we're talking about because we're not going to disclose the conversation. Let's talk about other stuff. That's the voting. Please show up for it, Ryan. I'm rusty, man.
If there's things that others could be angry about, you calling me Ryan three times in the last two shows is something that I could be.
I took a week and a half off, man. I took a week and a half off. I'm rusty. I was very rusty on the draft show. Go listen to the draft show. Extremely rusty. Cut me some slack. I'm still adapting back to the time zone. Campbell is joining the CAA. Shut up. Campbell is joining the CAA. And this is, very welcoming news. They are a quality program who I have spoken very highly of as one under Mike Minter that is on the come up, that is a progressing program. But the one thing that comes to mind here, Sean, with seeing the news that Campbell has joined the CAA, is the CAA's efforts to turn itself into the strongest, and I would argue the largest, FCS conference that it can possibly be. There has been aggressive efforts to add teams, and you keep hearing rumors of different teams being discussed. They lose James Madison, And I think we're now up to three teams that they've added to the conference.
Yeah.
This is, and you know, I always love to say it on the show, and people like to give us a hard time by comparing the CA to the SEC for the FCS. I think regionally it makes a little more sense than saying the Missouri Valley Football Conference is the SEC. But Joe D'Antonio is making an effort to turn this into a very large conference. And I think if the NCAA dissolves at some point, if you're an FCS team, you want to join the CAA.
You do. I don't think Campbell is necessarily a powerhouse looking back at their last three seasons.
They're not a powerhouse, but they're a quality program. They're not going to sweat. They need to pull the best programs in the mid to small tier conferences. They're not going to coax, a Youngstown State or a Southern Illinois away. It's just not going to happen.
Right? Monmouth's in the CAA now.
Yeah, but Monmouth was coming from the Big South, which
so was Campbell.
They're trying to it is very Big Ten-esque of trying to pull away Pac-12 teams like the Big Ten is trying to do.
I admire it. I like the Monmouth move because Monmouth had come in the top two the last 3 years. Campbell's been sitting at the bottom of the barrel.
He also took Hampton, and Hampton sucks.
Okay, well, look, Campbell had some 3 stars in this last recruiting class, and Joe was excited about that.
So and he should former be NFL player as a head coach, which is a positive sign.
There's some good things for Campbell, right? But Campbell's not a world beater. Campbell, I can see going 2-4 next year in conference or whatever they're going to be. 2-6. It's not me hating on Campbell, but you know, you're in a new conference now. You're playing the big boys. You're not playing Robert Morris every year, or you're not playing Gardner Webb. Sorry, but the CAA Big South merger. It's interesting.
It's not a merger. It's more of like
it's more of a merger. I'm looking at it now. Now that they pulled in Campbell, they pulled in Hampton, they pulled in Monmouth. That's three of the Big South teams that were active.
I would call it 21. I would call it an annexing. They're okay, annexing like the teams.
That's a better word. We'll see. Now we'll get to know a little bit more about Campbell and Hampton and all these other teams. But we know who's going to be at the top four. We do.
Right. It's the same vein as with the SEC. Like, we know who the top four are going to be. Oklahoma and Texas, them joining, provided competition. Same thing with the Big Ten. Like, them adding USC is going to be one of the top teams, but UCLA is going to be a mid to a low tier team in the Big Ten. They're just not going to be good. This is a matter of the NCAA slowly losing its control to the point where it's going to be completely gone. And all of these conferences are going, whoever has the most power is going to rip apart the other conferences so that they're all, there's going to be multiple super conferences. That's how I see it. It is going to be very similarly structured at the FBS level to how the Premier League and the European soccer leagues are, where they have all the teams in their various regions, and then they play each other for the Champions League. And I think at the FCS level, we're slowly shifting towards this as well.
Okay, I see where you're coming from. I don't think the NCAA could ever be truly dissolved. It's too big. It's too big. We're thinking about college football.
Yeah.
There's also college basketball. There's also other sports that do need the NCAA, that do need regulations.
It won't for that reason, but for football, it's going to have absolutely no power. It's going to have none.
Just because there's too much money in football? Well, then what happens with basketball?
Well, they run the NCAA tournament.
So that's a bit of a loaded question.
Yeah, it's a loaded question. We could sit here for hours and talk about that. But here's where I'm kind of drawing this from. I've been reading this really good book that highlighted how the Premier League became what it was, and it's very eerily similar to how the Premier League started because they were a part of.
What book are you reading?
It's called The Club. Is what the book's called.
Okay.
The SEC commissioner, Greg Sankey, read this book, and it is his vision for rebuilding college football. But the way that the Premier League worked is that it was a part of this stupid English soccer league that had way too many teams in it. There was way too much revenue sharing that made it extremely weak. And then eventually the top teams broke off and built their own own league. And I think that's what we're shifting towards. And this is the FCS version of it in my eyes. The CAA is going to keep adding teams.
Well, the soccer league tried to do that again last year with the 6 to 8 biggest teams that would completely ditch the Premier League and the Champions League and all that stuff, and that got nixed. So I see what you're saying. I think the idea of operating like we are in Europe and soccer is a bit trendy right now. This isn't the first time I've heard about how soccer and their way of operating is great, but I think people are just a little bored. You know, they don't have as many hobbies, so they're thinking about not even you. And I think people, now that they're starting to learn a little bit more about soccer, because it's just getting shoved in our faces.
I don't watch soccer, and I'm not going to watch soccer. I am fascinated by the structuring of it with relegation. And
yes,
I think
where I was going.
My thoughts on this is that if the CAA can position itself as the largest FCS program, and we get into this level of relegation, they can be that second tier for another conference or just for Division One FBS football. They can position themselves properly to be that second tier. I know that they have some battles to be made against the Missouri Valley Football Conference and the Big Sky, but I think that if you keep adding teams, you can properly position yourself.
Okay. It'll be boring to talk about relegation. It will be. But relegation works in soccer because they're not carrying 90 players, because it's a smaller team, because there are more teams that you were able to field that will be able to play effectively. It's a much lower overhead for soccer teams than there is football.
But there's way more college football teams than there are teams in the Premier League.
Yeah, the Premier League. That's like 8 to 10 teams. But there are 8 leagues below also.
Yes.
And there are other minor leagues that are not professional leagues. But, and it's worldwide, so it's a different. It's a system.
Yes.
That until I see put anywhere else can only survive in that system. It can't survive. It can't survive in an American sports system, because our minor leagues aren't as good. They're not just a step down.
But
there is a greater jump from professional to semi-professional.
But that's, we're talking in the scope of professional sports here. I'm talking in college sports. We have enough teams and enough talent disparity to build out a system like that. Like a school like Duke doesn't give a shit how well they do on a game-to-game basis. They're just happy to be there. So you put them in a second or a third tier league, they're going to have no problem going out there and playing games. If they have a successful season, they're excited at the possibility of moving up. The same amount of people are going to show up to games as if they're in a lower tier than if they're in the current status that they are in the ACC.
I don't think that's true. I think people want to show up for good teams. I think you're going to get your diehards.
Football fans, do you know?
I know that if you went to Duke, you're rooting for Duke. College football is a cult. That's what it is.
How many Towson?
You didn't go to Notre Dame, but you've been to more Notre Dame games than anybody that I know.
Yeah,
a little culty.
Oh, wait, but
a little culty.
You can't compare the fan base for Notre Dame and Duke. My point is that you can't. The big
thing. Yes, I could.
The on-field,
basketball?
The on-field success, but we're not talking about basketball. We're talking about football.
I'm talking about Duke as an enterprise.
We're talking about football specifically, because the setup for football is going to be so different for other sports. There are going to be schools that drop sports, Division One sports, so that they can properly fit into whatever this new landscape is going to be. But my point here is that fan bases, smaller fan bases, they don't give a shit as much about their teams, and the institutions that choose not to actively fund their programs as Duke doesn't put anywhere near as much money into the program as Notre Dame does. Or Alabama, or Clemson, and they're never going to, and they're never going to be as successful.
Are those
because
outliers,
they don't put
though?
As much.
Are those programs outliers?
No, they're at the top, which is why they would belong in a higher tier, a higher level of football. And that's why Duke belongs in a lower level, because they're never going to be as properly funded. And that's why we have FBS and FCS, is because FCS teams fit a certain criteria for scholarships, how much they can afford, and it directly parallels with how much funding they receive.
Tell you what, Duke has the same number of championships in the last decade that Notre Dame does. So who's really in a higher tier? When was Notre Dame's last championship? Okay, the 80s? Genuine question. I'm
88.
Not
even... That's such an invalid. That's an invalid statement because the amount of games that they've won, is significantly more than Duke in the past decade.
88. You're showing that much pride for 88? It's a decade before you were born.
It doesn't mean I can't hold pride in a school that I like. What am I supposed? I'm not like you, and I'm just giving up on the Nats after a couple bad seasons.
Hey, it's not a couple of bad seasons. It's the way the ownership operates. That's
why. I watched you win. Watch the Nets win a Nats win a World Series.
Correct.
That was three or what was it? 4 or 5 years ago. That was so recently.
There's two players on that team still on that team. Two starters. You have Victor Robles, and you have Steven Strasburg.
You lose your players.
You don't lose all of them. You never lose all of them.
Okay, poor management happens all the time with championship-winning teams.
Not this poorly by a bunch of cheap assholes.
Oh no, my team didn't do well. Oh no, it's been a couple years and we lost our players. How do you think we're going off track here? But you're such a hack for the you're a hack for your willingness to go at me for my thoughts on my teams, but you gave up after a couple of seasons.
I didn't give up. I've rooted for the Nats my entire life.
And all it took was a short stretch of
short
bad
stretch.
Management.
No, there's nobody I want to see on that team. There's nobody. There are zero players on that team that I want to see. And every player that anybody in this area has wanted to see, gone. Harper, all right, gone.
I'm getting us back.
Rendon, gone. Scherzer, gone. Turner, gone. Soto, gone. Schwarber, gone. Bell, gone.
I'm getting us back on track.
They're all gone.
This is not.
No. You can't get me off track. You can't say, oh, we're getting off track when Sean's making a valid point. I hate when you do
This is the purpose of Hack City, but this is the purpose of Hack City. This is not an FCS conversation.
Whatever. Good luck, Campbell. Welcome to the jungle.
I want to talk about training. I want to talk about training camp to wrap us up. Training camp at the FCS level for me is a very unique experience.
It was a dream. You could sleep in. You could have a good time. You know, he's chilling.
It
was
sleep
a dream
in.
For Joe.
I didn't sleep in. I'm saying it's unique compared to FBS.
Interesting. We're gonna go to the beach. What? Yeah,
That actually did. For anyone who's never experienced training camp, you're locked in for a couple of weeks on the same campus, and all you're doing is practicing. You're all put into dorm rooms. FBS guys, they're put into hotels, which is very interesting to hear in talking to some guys. But FCS isn't afforded that. You know, we're eating in the dining halls. We don't have like a training table. We don't have any supplements that are given to us. We're just eating the slop that they give us in the dining halls. What, by the way, so Sean, I was thinking about this the other day, though, and best of luck to all the guys that are getting ready for training camp. What those guys have now, and I had it easy, but what guys are doing now in training camp is so much freaking easier to what we did our freshman year. Do you remember the schedule that we had our freshman year? There are so many off days now during training camp. There's required amounts of days that you're allowed to go full pads and all that. Do you remember that we went like 20 straight days without an off day or just like, and it was full pads for like 14 in a row?
Yes, I remember. You know why I remember?
Because you were in it?
Yes, because I was in it. Look, training camp is the worst. It's the worst. There's nothing redeeming about training camp. I saw a video of Alabama players chilling at Coach Saban's lake house and just having a day before camp started. Who does that? Who can do that? It's camp.
Alabama players. You saying that you need to mentally prepare yourself? Like you need to like lock yourself in your room and
you should be having zero fun before camp because you're going to war. That's what you're doing. You're going and you're going to be miserable for a month. If you're lucky. You're lucky if you win the first game, because then it feels like it's worth it and you're out of camp. But God forbid you lose that first game, and then
we always did
another week. It's another week of camp, and then it's another week of camp, and then they start dialing it back. Training camp, I don't have any fond memories of. I'm trying to think if I have one fond memory.
Not hanging out with your teammates. You were very hard to hang out with during training camp. You didn't want anything to do with anybody.
No, I didn't. Because it was camp. All I wanted to do was sleep. And I worked the system.
Yeah.
If there are any current players that are operating on a similar schedule, practice in the morning, practice in the afternoon, or walk through a lift in the afternoon, lunch in the middle, here's what you need to do. You need, after practice starts, I know you're going to be tired, get your ice bath and immediately shower. Do not dilly-dally. Don't hang around. And then immediately get to your dining hall. Eat. Don't socialize at lunch. All right? Socialize at dinner. Socialize then. Lunch, in and out. Fuel, in and out. Walk back to your dorm, immediately to your room, immediately go to bed. You will be amazed that you could turn a possible 30-minute nap into a 70-minute nap. And it took me 3 years to learn that. So I'm trying to give out this information so somebody else can thrive and possibly succeed during training camp. But it is never fun. It's always a grind. It's always grueling. And it's just, I understand the point of it because it's a very unique, it's a very unique month that not a lot of people get to go through. High school training camp, it's a little different. It's a little different just because you're not really treating it like a job in high school. You're treating it like high school football. Whereas when you go to college, it's like a job. And then this is a month-long crash course with no sympathy. Go out and try to make it out healthy and try to remember anything come week one. And it's just trying to stay awake in meetings. I still get clowned on this, Joe. You and I Ubered from the bottom of campus to the top of campus.
I was just going to bring that up.
Your legs, my legs have never felt as sore or tired ever.
For really quick, the distance that we traveled in that Uber was less than a mile. We called an Uber to go 3/4 of a mile to the top of campus, which is a hill, to be fair, to go to the CVS to buy a bunch of Gatorades and then Uber back down.
Yeah, and it's, well, the shuttles weren't operating in the summer either.
No.
So it was, okay, well, we need to get to the top of campus. I'm not walking up that hill. I'm not. Who could walk up that hill after a scrimmage? Joe could.
We did it once when we had to go to the studio to record, and that was hell.
Who the hell do we think we were recording during camp?
Dedicated.
I guess.
Motivated. I think that's a bad thing that we did it because we can never make another excuse again to not make time to record because we did it during training camp.
Yeah. Camp stinks. Hate camp. Hate camp. People always ask me, do you miss anything about football? No. You know what I miss? I do miss the locker rooms. The locker room is the only thing that I miss. Hanging out with all your pals. That's what I miss. That and maybe having some teammates in classes. Sometimes it's disruptive. I got to tell you a raw story that I don't think I told you before. I actually
here
off air. Let's wrap this.
Yeah, that's a good note to wrap us up on. Make sure to vote at Joe DeLeon, at Sanderson Radio, Hack City. Stay tuned for the first episode of Hack City dropping soon. I'm coming at you with a crap ton of content, so make sure you're subscribed and you don't miss out. Talk to you later.
Drive safe.